Yo, what the fuck's up? Welcome back to Dana White's Ballsack Sports Report. I'm your host, Caleb. This is about the time that I was almost TikTok famous, but I failed. So let's get right into it. So back in 2020, I started posting ads on Instagram and tagging a whole bunch of influencers, athletes, and all of that. I spent around $8,000 on advertisements for an app called Meet Me Live, which is a live streaming app. Basically, I've been on it for the last 3 years. And basically, I met some amazing people on it. But what I did not realize that the app that I tried to go viral on was the pay-to-win app. So basically, you have to give people gifts, and then they give you gifts back. And sometimes they don't give you gifts back. And yeah. So basically, here's a little bit about myself. So when I was 3 years old, I was diagnosed with high-functioning autism. And the doctor says that I would probably not make it in life and I would probably have to be in assisted living and all of that. So when I was 5 years old, I was class president and I started watching Pawn Stars and America Pickers and all that when I was 8 years old. When I turned 13 years old, I decided to open up my own booth at Happy Rock Antique Mall in Kansas City, Missouri, and I bought and sold stuff. I went to garage sales, thrift stores, and antique malls and bought and sold stuff. And when I was 14 years old, I got a job at Worlds of Fun, and I started my own business at Happy Rock Antique Mall, buying and selling stuff. And then when I was 15, I started working there, and I became the manager there. And when I was 18, I left. And I volunteered at the hospital when I was in high school. And basically, I'm trying to be an influencer right now. So basically, back in 2020, I was supposed to go on Logan Paul's podcast, Impulsive. His manager reached out to me, and she ghosted me after I didn't get enough followers and enough likes on TikTok and YouTube. And then David Dobrik's manager, Natalie, reached out to me and then ghosted me because I didn't get famous. And then a couple other influencers reached out to me, Thomas Petrin and a couple other influencers. I'm not going to name the names, but Thomas Petrin said I had to get 100,000 followers and 2.5 million likes, and that didn't happen, so that failed. But I am starting up this new podcast, and I would really appreciate it if you guys follow, like, and share. And basically, yeah, that's it. I'll catch you in the next episode. Toodaloo, motherfucker.